Real renunciation is not being a great yogi in the caves. That may be a certain type of renunciation. But the real essence of renunciation is to feel oneself more humble than a blade of grass. To be more tolerant than a tree. To offer all respect to others and not expect any respect for oneself. That is renunciation. And in that spirit, Krishna is pleased. Krishna bestows his mercy upon us, and we taste the sweetness of his name. Our hearts are conquered by the sweetness of Krishna's beauty and love when we chant his names. We should chant the name like a little sparrow. Every day the mother comes and feeds the sparrow a worm. But one night, in a storm, the mother is killed. And that little sparrow is waiting and waiting for days. And cries out for its mother. Waiting and waiting. It is in that state of consciousness that we should cry out the holy names of Krishna. And if we do, with that humility, all the power of God will be there to uplift us and protect us. That is the power of renunciation. And that is how we all strive to raise our arms and loudly cry out, Krishna.